Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about talking to the legislature.
Right.
As the big group, the legislature, mm-hmm. and I guess typically when there's testifying and those kinds of things going on, it's to a committee within the legislature, mm-hmm. but nonetheless, these are all folks who have other jobs and other mm-hmm. lives outside of the work that they're doing on behalf of the state, and they have big, big, big decisions to make. And one of the things that is interesting about all of this is they want information.
Right, right. Yeah, they have a lot of these committees have a lot of big decisions to make, and Minnesota's a big state, you know, mm-hmm. with over 5 million people in it. Everybody has a story. And the usual procedure when you're going and trying to have some influence at the legislature is to go and testify there. And, you know, and as I found for a few years being a political reporter there, the people will come in and they'll testify and they tell their personal stories. And that's fine. You need to do that because telling a personal story puts a face on the issue, puts a face on the problem, makes it real for them. But the problem is you don't know if that one person's problem is everybody's problem or if it's just their problem. And so they can't really pass sweeping legislation based on one person's issue. And so that's where the idea of information comes in, mm-hmm. you know, and we're rather sorely short of it in rural areas. That's why the center was formed, actually, in the first place, was to be able to generate data about rural Minnesota that legislators could base their legislation on.
Right. And, of course, the center being the Center for Rural Policy and Development, which is really all about trying to take these kind of larger issues and find the numbers, the data that either back up or refute what the sort of the narrative is, I
exactly, guess. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, our president, Brad Finstead, was testifying before the newly formed Rural Caucus last week, and he gave a presentation on fairly general information about rural Minnesota on education and health care and demographics, and the legislators really appreciated it mm-hmm. because it gave them a broad picture of what's going on in Minnesota. They could compare one county to another and one corner of the state to the other side of the state and the rural to the metro, and it gave them that nice broad brush picture of what's going on all over the place, which gave them a framework that they can use now to create policy regarding rural areas.
Right. And of course, the biggest policy that everybody's kind of wringing their hands over has to do with budget.
Exactly. And, you know, and it really does help to be able to see, well, incomes are really much lower in this county than they are in this county, and property taxes are quite different here than in this place. And so, in order to make decisions, they really have to have that data.
So that's the work of the center, and we appreciate that you share that with us. If you want to learn more, you can go to ruralmn.org.
Right.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.